Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the previous shiur on the sugya of Rov Ba'akum. We saw there was a big kasha. Rava says that in a Torah, a goy yarshins his father. And we asked from the Rambam, the 10th parak of Malachim, Malachaches, that B'nai Keturah, that our Zera Avram, Achayv and Mila, and since they were mixed up with B'nai Yishmael, now everybody is Chayv and Mila. Frek the Shagas Aryeh, why don't we go after the Rov? And Rov aren't B'nai Keturah, Ninu. Rov are not B'nai Keturah. Like we say in Brachas Chav Chesam Aleph, so in the Rambam. 12th parak of Yisurei B'Alach Chavheh. By Ammoni and Moavi, we're not allowed to come by Kal Hashem. Sancheir was mevalbo the world. We can foul the rope. Neil the Yehuda was miyashev that in a goy there's no din that we go after the rope. Because the alfus is that we go after the rope. We're only for the Jews and Yichul Niralef and not for the goyim. Ebezoi, we have a kasha. If by goyim we don't foul the rope, then how by a goy? So we say that he can yarshin his father, maybe it's not his father. By goyim, we don't go after the rov. We only know someone's a father, else rov. We only know someone's a father because rov bilos achar abal. But who knows? Maybe there was another guy involved also. So how do you know your father's your father? Rov. But goyim don't follow the rov, so goyim don't have a father. So how can you say that he yarshins his father, else rov? Goyim don't have a rov. In the previous shiur, we saw a big yisod. We saw really that there are two types of rovs. We saw one type of rov, which is a mikri. It just happens sometimes that there's a rov. And then we saw a rov that the whole din is miyusad ala rov, that there can only be this din if we're following the rov. That was what we saw in the previous shiur. Right, we will continue from there and hopefully ultimately answer the kasha. The Achronim ask that since we don't follow Mammon, the Mammon, we don't go after the Rov, if that's the case, then Knas of Onus and Mefatin was the shame that the Torah says that you have to pay to the father. Why do you have to pay to the father? Maybe he's really not the father. And the Rov of Rov Bilo Sachar Abal is not effective by Mammon. And it's also shver how you're paying Dmei Vlados to the father. Maybe it's not the father. And also the Chiv of Pidyon HaBen. Maybe the son is a Trefa. And he's Nitra of Toch Lamit. And you don't put it such a son, according to Bava Kama Yod Aleph Amid Beis L'Perish HaTosis. And even though there's a Rov that he's not a Trefa, Rov doesn't help by Mammon. So based on what we said, we have a very good answer based on our Yisod. That in all of these halachas, that we can't be omid ourselves on Beir HaMetzias, and the only way we can be machriyas al pi rov, the ikar din is miyusad al pi din rov. And therefore when the Torah says a father, by onus and mefat, it means a father al pi rov. Pidyon HaBen, the only way we know is that he's not a treif is al pi rov. How do we know? And even if he's really not the father, even if the baby is a treif, if he's not the father of the vlados, in all those cases, we don't care. Because the tzad miyut isn't even a nidon. The tzad miyut isn't even a nidon, because it's not even an issue, even if klapei shemaya galia otherwise. Because the din is miyusad on the rov, so now you're following the rov. Yevamis, Daf Kuf Yates Amar Aleph. That when the husband goes away and then dies, you're not Choshesh, says the Gemara, that he has a brother, and therefore she's Ptura Miyibum, and she's Muteris Lashuk. It says, Haisa Lachamos, if she had a mother-in-law, Eina Choshesh. She doesn't have to worry about the fact that her mother-in-law gave birth to a son and then in the meantime, and then there's, now she's chayavus in yibum. She had a brother-in-law. So why is that? Frek the Gemara, amai, kuf yutesam et aleph. Why is she not worried? Halacha achar rov nashim? Let's follow rov women. Rov nashim misa'abros v'yoldos. And most women get pregnant and then give birth. And only a miut mapilos. And only a small amount of women miscarry. V'chol ha'yoldos mechze zachar mechze nekebis. And then we have in the world, when a child is born, it's going to be 50-50 if it's a boy or a girl. Smoch miyuta de mapilos, lemechta nekevas, vahavale zachari miyuta. So let's be masmich together, put together, the miyut that are maple, to the half nekevis, in other words, it's 50-50 that it's a girl, and there's going to be no chiyuv yibum. And then there's another few percentage points that it's going to be mepilos. So now the zecharim are going to be a miut. There's less of a chance that she gave birth to a boy. So there's only a miut that she gave birth to a boy. So the Gemara says, according to that, according to Reb Meir, we should be choshesh, because Reb Meir is choshesh lemiyuta. But they say, in the name of Rabbi Kiva Eger, they ask the following question. We want a miyut, why do we need to come on to miyuta mepilos? We want to add on a miyut and say, miyut of women are miscarrying, they're not even giving birth. There's another miyut. Miyut, de'eno achiv me'aviv. What about the miyut that maybe this woman gave birth, but maybe it wasn't from her husband's, her late husband's father? It's also a miyut like that. Rov bilos achar abal, but maybe it was another guy this time. So that's also a miyut. Based on what we said, we have a very good answer. The din of Eishes Ach and the din of Ach Me'av, we never know for sure. Since we never know for sure that it's really his brother, that whole din is Miyusad Al Harov. That whole din is Miyusad Al Harov. And since that whole din is based on a rov, we don't have to be Choshesh for the Miyut. There is no Miyut. The Miyut is Kaman D'Lesa. Because the whole din is miyusad al harov. So therefore, the Gemara doesn't bring that as a miyut. Gemara says that their miyut, that are mepilos. But it doesn't say that there's a miyut of the father to the of a different father. Because the miyut of a different father, that's not even a chashash. Why isn't that a chashash? Because we never know for sure. So since the whole din is miyusad al harov, we go after the rov and we don't worry, the miyut is non-existent. But there is a miyut that the brother is a nefil, so that miyut we're choshesh for. But we're not that he's not a viable child, but we're not choshesh for the miyut of a different father. And according to this, we can also be miyashiv akasha the tosis harosh of mitziah vavo mitbeis, famous that you're counting your maisu behema, and one of them that was already counted jumps back into the pen. Now they're all putter. Why don't we say called the parish meruah parish? So he answers, because Rov of the animals weren't counted, so let's assume each one's from the Rov. So you're not recounting, that you assume you're not recounting every animal, you assume it's not the animal that was already counted. So the Tosarash answers that since the Torah says Asiri Vadeh V'lo Asiri Safek, even when we say you call the parish Meruba parish, it's still called Asiri Safek. Even when you're following the Rov, it's still a Safek. And that Safek, we're told to follow the Rov. But it's still an Isurim, the Torah is Matir, this Rov. So you're right, normally we follow the Rov, but here you need Asiri Vadeh. And saying we're following the Rov doesn't make it Asiri Vadeh. Rabbi Kiva Eger. So then how do we ever have a Sihri Vadeh? Maybe the animal's a Trefa. Trefa is Mismait Mimaiser Behema. You're just following the Rov. So the answer is again based on our Yisod. The Trefa you never know. So the Trefa is Lechatchila, the whole Din is Miyusad Ala Rov. You can never be sure. So therefore you're not Choshish for that Miyus. It is called a Sihri Vadeh. So, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz is B'darko HaTova, is Miyashiv, some more in Yanim with this Yisod. But B'Sof HaSimon, this is Simon Lamed Zayin in the Shari Chaim, he says that now we can be Miyashiv, the Kasha that we started with. We asked on the Rambam that we don't follow the Rov when it comes to Goyim. So how then does a Yakum Yarsh, does an Akum Yarsh and his father Minatora, I were not following Rov? And the only way we know it's his father is Midin Rov. And also there was a Kasha of the Noda Behuda from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that your father's sister Lashitas Rebbe Eliezer and your father's wife Lashitas Rebbe Akiva are, if one is a Ben Noach, Asuros, Achos Aviv, Eishes Aviv, are Asuros Livnei Noach. What do you mean? You don't know it's your father. Since we don't even know if it's his father, so how can we Asur these women? Achos Aviv, Eishes Aviv. So the answer is that with Goyim, there's no din of Rov, that is when the Ikar Hadin is Nosar Al Havadai, like the din of Mila B'Bnei Keturah. That if we have a suffix, if they're from B'nai Keturah or not, and we need to be machri al pi alocha, that they're not B'nai Keturah, there we say that in Akum we don't have a din of Rov, and we can't be machriya in his mitzvahs and his dinim al pi Rov. But when the whole din is miyusad al Rov, like Torah's Av, you can never truly be mitzar mevar the mitzias, that he's really the father, and only al pi achoras harov we're machzik that he's the father. And the gather is that the father that the Torah said in every place is a father al pi rov. In other words, when you have a father, is that your father? That's my rov father. You sure he's your father? Vada is your father? That's my rov father. Everybody's father is a rov father. The whole dinim, all the dinim in the Torah are meyusad on a rov father. So even by Goyim, even with respect to Goyim, he is a din of father. So, the Torah has a concept of Rov. And we saw there are two different concepts of Rov. One is where the whole din is miyustal Rov, one the whole din is miyustal Levada. And just in this particular instance, we only know the Alts Rov. So if, when we're dealing with Akum, so normally, Enachinami, we don't follow Rovs. But such a Rov, that Lechatchila, the whole din is miyustal Rov, you can only have this din if there's a Rov, there, even by Akum, we follow Rov. There, by Jews, we're always going to follow Rov. By Akum, we're going to follow Rov. There, we have no Shilas, because there, we're not Choshish for the Miyut at all. There, it's Kamanda Lesa. So therefore, even by Goyim, we're going to follow the Rov. And this has nothing to do with the case that the Rambam brought, where you have Rov is B'nai Yishmael, and the B'nai Keturah is a Miyut, so how are you mulling the B'nai Keturah? There, you need to come on to a regular Rov. Not where the whole din is miyusad al rov, but where you could have a vaday. You could have a vaday ben keturah, but here you need to come on to a rov, because, or you could have a vaday not ben keturah, but here you need to come on to rov because they were misarev bibnei Yishmael. So since they were misarev bibnei Yishmael, you want to say, oh, let's follow the rov bnei Yishmael. The answer is you can't follow the rov bnei Yishmael because by Akum we don't follow rov. So if by Akum we don't follow rov, then how does a goy yarshin his father? Maybe it's not his father. No, but the whole din of father is miyut sedal rov. So the chatchila rov is already considered vaday. There is no miyut. So we're in the halacha bris mila. So then, even though the bnei keturah are the miyut, they may come mixed up with bnei Yishmael, but we're still going to be choshish that he's part of, that they're part of the miyut. But when it comes to the din of a goy yarshining his father, or a goy being aser and achos aviv or eishes aviv, in such an instance, there the whole din is miyusad al arov. So there, you don't need bechlal of vaday. And there you can follow the rov. So with that, Rav Chaim is miyashev the kasha. So maybe we're going to have another shir just to see what he does with this yisod, how he beautifully explains a Rashba and a Taurus Kohanim. But we should be zoche mitzvashem lomodu lelamed lishma velasas elakaim is called divrei salma tarasa v'yahava amen v'amen. Shalom shalom, sweetest friends.